It's time to get gutsy.
We're hitting the road to shine a light on women who inspire us to be bolder and braver.
And toughen up for the big fight.
Adult classes are on Wednesday.
We're not here to take a lesson. We're here to teach you one.
I'm Sam Heifel from Entertainment Weekly, filling in for Jared Hall, and here's what to watch this weekend, Friday, September 9th to Sunday, September 11th. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Dancing with the Stars has revealed its cast of celebrities for season 31, and it's kind of incredible? Dancing for the Mirrorball Trophy this season will be Cruel Intentions actress Selma Blair, Whose Line Is It Anyway master Wayne Brady, Charlie's Angels star Cheryl Ladd, singer Jordan Sparks, Jersey Shore star Vinny Guadagnino, Sex and the City hunk Jason Lewis, 90210 star Trevor Donovan, and so many more. For the first time ever, the competition series will air on Disney Plus, so be sure to check it out. EW has officially launched its fall TV preview. It kicked off on Thursday with a report from the set of the final season of The Walking Dead, plus an interview with Schitt's Creek star Dan Levy about his Big Brunch reality show. We've also got scoop on the Best Man final chapters, Cobra Kai, and a set tour from Jennifer Hudson as she launches her own talk show. Expect more great fall TV preview content as it continues over the next 22 days on EW.com. Last, we have some very big but very sad news as Queen Elizabeth II has died at 96. The British monarch reigned over the United Kingdom for 70 years. She died peacefully on Thursday afternoon at her Scottish residence. The announcement was made via the British royal family's official Twitter account, and she is succeeded by her eldest son, Charles. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com. Let's take a trip to the Big Apple for our number five pick, the season premiere of Central Park. The Apple TV Plus animated musical comedy series follows Owen Tillerman, voiced by Leslie Odom Jr., and his family, which includes wife Paige, voiced by Katherine Hahn. Owen's job as the manager for Central Park can sometimes get hectic as he tries his best to protect and upkeep the natural beauty and liveliness it provides for the citizens of New York City. This season, Kristen Bell is rejoining the cast as Abby, an optimistic younger sister to Paige. Here's an exclusive clip.
Hello, I hope I have the right place. I'm looking for my little sister who just moved to New York City to be an actress, basically a full-blown bad.
Oh, yes, I am she.
You're here!
I'm here! Come in! I can't wait to show you this place and introduce you to my roommates.
You have more than one roommate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. That's why it's only $2,000 a month. These are the owners. Mr. and Mrs. Mandelbaum, this is my sister, Paige.
Nice to meet you.
Louder. You gotta be louder.
Nice.
Yeah, they can't hear.
Nice to meet you.
They can't hear you. You gotta be louder.
Okay, louder. Nice to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Mandelbaum.
What? Oh, hi.
There we go.
Hello, Paige. I'm DJ Honey. Yeah. A spin for you, please. Make some noise.
You wrote that? Wow. It's really loud.
There is so much talent in this city. You know what? Do you want to see my area?
Your area?
Yeah. Let's go check it out. Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Mandelbaum. I'm going to go show Paige my area. And we're here.
Whoa, this is small, but it's cozy. And look, a window. Ooh, that fish market smell really comes through, doesn't it?
I know, I just love it.
Oh, this is from Owen.
Oh, thanks. Isn't this place great? Paige, I did it. I'm an actress living in the Big Apple.
I'm so proud of you. It takes guts to move to New York.
Thanks. I mean, you know, I finally got the courage to do at 34 what you did at 21, but ugh.
See what wacky adventures the Tillerman family gets up to on the season premiere of Central Park. The first three episodes are streaming now on Apple TV+. Not all of history's big figures are beloved, but Starz's new series, The Serpent Queen, asks, what would you have done differently? The steamy new historical drama stars Samantha Morton as Catherine de' Medici, who ruled France in the 16th century. The series adds some modern twist to the historical drama genre by breaking the fourth wall and using contemporary music as it tells Catherine's story, starting when she was a teenager hit with an arranged marriage. I'll let Catherine herself take it from here.
Then something terrible happened. I fell in love.
But I was wrong. Do you know what I learned that day? Never trust a single soul.
From there, we'll see an older Catherine begin her rule, which history has remembered as far from benevolent.
Perhaps if we gave him the proper incentive, he would tell us the truth. Cut off his finger.
What? Oh! No!
Catherine has a magician. He has lured her over to the Dark Arts.
Drink.
You were cold, possessed of the Black Heart, just as they say.
Sometimes it feels like I can make things happen if I want them badly enough. If you don't teach your enemies a lesson, then they'll never learn.
Well, let's just say I'm thankful that I don't live in the 16th century French court. The Serpent Queen makes its debut Sunday at 8 p.m. on Stars. The family in our next pick sure knows a thing or two about complicated dynamics. It's the series premiere of Monarch. The new Fox drama series is centered on the royal family of country music, the Romans. Dottie, played by Susan Sarandon, is the high-strung matriarch. She and her husband Albie, played by real-life country star Trace Adkins, have built a dynasty and won over the hearts of all of America ever since they were young country music artists. But their lies and betrayals are coming back to haunt them and their children, who are trying to continue the streak of stardom. Here's a clip from the premiere.
It's time to show you what you're wearing tomorrow at the musicale. Ta-da!
Oh! It's perfect.
You're perfect. You know, Nikki, I never wanted just to be a star. I wanted to create a dynasty, and I did. We always knew that with your God-given beauty and talent that it was going to be your destiny to continue our legacy.
Mama, America fell in love with you and Daddy when you're 19. I'm just because I'm your daughter. It doesn't mean that they're going to love me like they love you.
Will Dottie's daughter, Nikki, be able to carry the Roman family name into infamy? Tune in to find out on the series premiere of Monarch, Sunday at 8 p.m. on Fox. It's trivia time. Hillary Clinton has had her fair share of TV appearances over her decades-long career as a politician. She's appeared on everything from presidential debates to talk shows, and now will be hosting her own show, Gutsy, with her daughter, Chelsea, which we'll get into in just a minute. But did you know she's also taken a stab at acting? Which of the following political drama series was Hillary Clinton a guest star on? Was it Murphy Brown, Scandal, or The West Wing? Stick around for the answer. Terry Silver and his Cobra Kai dojo have a death grip on the valley when Netflix's hit karate comedy Cobra Kai returns for season 5. With Thomas Ian Griffith's ponytail bad guy Terry Silver dead set on conquering the karate world, it's up to Daniel LaRusso, played by the ageless Ralph Macchio, to cut the head off the cobra with a little help from an ally. Here's a preview.
This is what we're up against. This is how everyone sees him. As some kind of philanthropist out to save the kids of the valley. Terry Silver.
Why are you guys named Michael?
It's Michaela.
Whatever.
I washed my hands at Cobra Kai when we lost the tournament. I'm not a sensei anymore.
As of today, I am shutting down Miyagi-Do Karate.
This can't be your plan.
With Johnny gone, it's on me to fix this.
One star? Because the car smelled like beer. It's because there is beer, asshole.
Cobra Kai now has more students than ever before. That means we'll need more senseis.
I'm thinking a lot bigger than just the valley.
Everything was supposed to be better after the tournament. It's only getting worse.
I know how things can start out from nothing and get bigger and bigger until all you feel is hate.
I want you guys to get along. We're all friends now.
We're not friends. We never will be. Silver is dividing and conquering.
If this continues, all that we have fought for will not even be memory.
I need you to see which of my students are ready to take the next step.
Good. Awesome. You really won't stop.
You need to let me and Chosen handle this. It's the only way to make it all end.
Fine. Handle it.
All we gotta do is get our hands dirty.
If you continue down this path, nothing in your life will ever be the same again.
Adult classes are on Wednesday.
We're not here to take a lesson. We're here to teach you one.
I'm happy to hear that you're doing well with the others.
Yeah, well, I make friends pretty easily. I find that a little kindness goes a long way.
But Daniel and Chosen won't have to do it alone. Sure, William Zabka's Johnny Lawrence starts the season in Mexico, but he makes it back to the Valley in time to knock a little sense into Silver and his stable of sinister senseis. All episodes of Cobra Kai Season 5 are streaming now on Netflix. What to Watch has to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Also,
no one be more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. We don't know much about the upcoming Knives Out sequel, Glass Onion, but what we do know is that Daniel Craig will be reprising his role of Detective Blanc. He'll be traveling to Greece, and he'll be solving another ultra-mysterious crime involving a cast of eclectic suspects, which includes the likes of Catherine Hahn, Dave Bautista, and Edward Norton. Listen to Detective Blanc's advice for how to avoid getting murdered in our soundbite of the week.
Lock the doors.
Stay in your rooms.
Everyone
is in danger.
All right. When's the murder mystery start?
It's time for a road trip of epic proportions. It's a series premiere of Gutsy. The new series from Apple TV Plus stars Hillary and Chelsea Clinton on the road, carrying on the work they started in their book of Gutsy Women. The mother-daughter duo are talking to everyone from Kim Kardashian, Amy Schumer, Goldie Hawn, Kate Hudson, and Megan Thee Stallion, to Dr. Jane Goodall and Gloria Steinem. Each episode, they'll dive into a different topic, whether it's mother-daughter relationships or combating violence and hatred. Here's a clip.
Now we get to see the two of them in action together at the renowned Magic Castle in Los Angeles.
Just like people, we come in different colors, different hues, different shapes,
different interests,
and different personalities.
Unfortunately, our differences can be what separates us.
That history, they've led to great conflicts.
Patriarchy,
racism,
slavery,
wars.
Hillary, I want you to think of a time where you felt disconnected from people and break the thread just like so.
And Chelsea, I'd like you to do the same.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Yet, there's still things that can bring us together.
Now, Hillary, I want you to collect all the pieces of the thread and just turn them into a ball.
That's great.
When we seek the things we share in common,
we find unity and a shared sense of humanity.
The truth is that we are far more alike
than we are different.
And together, we can make the world better.
That is amazing. Oh my gosh!
Amen to that.
Amen.
Wow.
Hillary will discuss sensitive topics on the show, like how she says the gutsiest thing she ever did was stay in her marriage. Watch all of the awe-inspiring stories come to life on the series premiere of Gutsy, all episodes streaming now on Apple TV+. And And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following political drama series was Hillary Clinton a guest star on? Was it Murphy Brown, Scandal, or The West Wing? And the answer is Murphy Brown. Hillary played a fictional version of herself in the first episode of Murphy Brown's revival season back in 2018. She was Hillary with one L and interviewed for the secretarial position at Murphy's news show and said she had lots of experience being the secretary of, quote, a very large organization. That is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you next week, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Sam Heifel. You can find us on Twitter at EW and me at Sam Heifel. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. What to Watch is written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, hosted by Sam Heifel, produced by Ashley Boucher, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
One, two, one.